This year, she had a little bit of a meltdown because my son graduated. And so one day I'm sitting there watching TV, and she comes in and she goes, "Bill, we have to talk." And I'm like, "Oh God, what?" And she goes, "We need to take a family vacation." I'm like, "Okay." She goes, "No, you don't understand. The kids are all going to be gone. This might be our last chance to have a family vacation. I don't want to miss anything with our kids, so we're going to take a family vacation." I go, "What did you not understand about the first answer?" Okay. So she booked us on this trip to Costa Rica. Now, my definition of the word vacation is this. Me in a beach chair with a Mai Tai in my hand and keep them coming till I roll off face first into the sand. That's vacation. My wife's idea of a vacation is we fly to another land and then we take trips from there. No, see, that's just called traveling. So she books this whole trip. We get to the Los Angeles airport and we're standing, and the security line is wickedly long, but we still have plenty of time. So we're standing there in line, me and my two kids and my wife, and all of a sudden I hear this, "Well, great, this is just great. I booked this whole trip and we're gonna miss it because this security line is not moving." And I go, "Honey, it's fine, we got plenty of time, relax." "I know, I knew it. We have one connection to make and it's a tight connection. If we don't get through there, we're gonna miss that plane and we're gonna miss our whole vacation. I won't be able to do anything with the kids and I'm gonna miss everything." And I go, "Honey, take the Xanax the doctor gave you and relax." Here comes the tears. "I knew you didn't care. I knew you didn't care. As long as you get to play your golf and watch TV, you're happy. But we're gonna miss this vacation. I spent so much time on this. And if you loved me, you would go to that security guard and tell him who you are and see if there's another way we can get around this line. Or not." "I knew you didn't love me." And I'm thinking, "Oh my God, I'm not sleeping with a security guard, but I gotta climb in bed with this mixed bag of nuts." So I go around the security line and I walk into this guy, the security TSA guy, and I go, "Hi, is there another way we can get through this?" And he goes, "Are you handicapped?" "I'm married." He goes, "I feel your pain, but it's not enough." And I go, "Sir, listen, I never, ever, ever do this. But my name's Bill Engvall, and I have a show on television." And he goes, "Oh my God, yeah, I didn't recognize the ball cap and the sunglasses." "Oh man, yeah, how are you doing?" I go, I'm good, how are you doing?" He goes, "You getting hounded by autograph seekers?" I'm like, "No." "But if it starts," yeah. And he goes, "Is it just you?" And I go, "That's the thing, my whole family's back there." And he goes, "Well, come on, let's go get them." I'm like, "This is really working." He walks us back, to my family. He goes, "Is there everybody?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "We'll take care of this." He turns around, he goes to this whole security line. "Everyone, listen up. This is Bill Engvall, and he has a show on television. And he's worried he's gonna miss his plane if you people keep asking for autographs. So let's do this. Anybody who wants an autograph, come on up now or leave him alone." Of course, everybody's looking at me like I'm the three-headed circus freak, you know. He goes, "I think he'll be fine." I turned to my wife and I said, "I almost grabbed his gun and shot you." So we get through the line just fine. We get on the plane, we take off, everything's great. She goes sound asleep, Xanax and vodka, we'll do it every time, FYI. I got my headphones on, I'm listening to my music, flipping through magazines. And all of a sudden, we start descending into Costa Rica, and we hit some turbulence like you would not believe. Drinks are flying off of trays, people are standing up or getting thrown down the ground, and I'm a great flyer until the flight attendant freaks out. That's my red flag. And I'm sitting there going, "Wow, this is really bumpy." I look up at the flight attendant, she jumps up and goes, "Everyone sit down, this is gonna be bad." And I had my headphones on, I go, "What?" And she goes, "Shut up and sit down." I'm like, "Oh my God! They don't tell you to shut up unless it's gonna be really bad." And so all of a sudden, she goes, "You sit down." I'm like, "Oh my God." And I look over at Gail and she's sound asleep. I'm like, "Oh my God." I yelled at her in the airport and I feel so bad and we're gonna crash and I wanna tell her I love her. And I go, "Honey, wake up. As soon as I wake her up, we hit smooth air, land in Costa Rica. And she goes, "Why did you wake me up?" And I go, "Because we were gonna crash and I didn't want you to miss anything."